And how many times you going to sit in that seat and hear me teach and walk out of here and not get what you want from your God? How many times you going to let that devil talk you out of it? When you going to drive that nail in through that board and clench it on the other side? So that's it. That's it. God said it. That's what she did. She drove that nail in. And she clenched it. Now watch what happened. She got worse. When she heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garment, for she said. In the beginning, God created what? Heaven and the earth. And verse 3 tells us, and God said. And we know how faith works. If you're not speaking what's in your heart, it'll never come into manifestation. She heard and she said. She heard. What you mean? She heard it right here. She said it. For she said, if I may touch but his clothes. She didn't say, I might get a little better. She didn't say that. She said, I shall. Behold, I shall. Didn't say I'll get, you know, things will change just a little bit. I hope I get better. No, she didn't say that. She said, I shall be whole. And the Bible says, straightway the fountain of blood dried up. She stopped bleeding right then. Straightway. Fountain of blood dried up. And she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. Jesus immediately. Now watch this. Jesus immediately, knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, who touched my clothes? And listen to the disciples. They was all in the natural. Who touched my clothes? His disciples said unto him, thou seest a multitude thorn in thee, and sayest thou, who touched me? Because they could see all the people this, curiosity were eating some of them up. I wonder what he feel like. If I could just touch his coat, I could just bump up against him. And had a bit of faith in that. Just want to touch him. You know, like some person that's famous. I say, like Donald Trump would step up in church. I wonder if I could just shake his hand. I wonder if I could get him to sign something. What good is that? Or some baseball player, some basketball player. I want to get his autograph. Oh, you guys, just an autograph. This woman needed something for herself. The rest of them just there trying to speculate. I heard he healed. Hallelujah. But this woman said, I heard that he was a healer. The rest of them come and see what he's going to do. While they was trying to see what he's going to do, this woman got what she needed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And the disciples said, who? He said, who touched my clothes? Verse 31. And his disciples said to him, thou seest a multitude thorn in thee, and sayest thou, who touched me? And he looked round and about to see her that had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, because you can imagine, because she wasn't supposed to. She thought, I guess, I don't know what she thought. I know one thing, she came to get what she needed. But she knew she had no business being in that crowd. And when somebody started asking, she knew why she had touched Jesus. She knew that. And she knew she got it because the bleeding stopped. Now they're going to, Jesus want to know who did this. And she thinking, well, I'm not supposed to be here now. We found out. I thought I could sneak in this crowd and get what I need and go. But and Jesus called her out. And he said, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him, and she went and told him all the truth. Look what Jesus said to her. You notice he didn't say, you shouldn't have been in this crowd. He didn't say that. He said, daughter, thy faith has made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of that thy plague. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague. Is God a respected person? I don't know how much time. I'm going to go as far as I can. Pressure and threats, reasoning from the enemy. Listen, pressure and threats. If you live in this world, you're going to get pressure. You're going to be threatened. You're going to have an opportunity to reason. Reason is going to come to you when it comes down to what God promised you. Now listen to me real good so you can hear. Every good gift, every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of light, in whom, I will say it again, in whom there is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. If he did it for one, he'll do it for all. Every good gift, how many? Every good gift, every what? Perfect gift is from above. Comes down from the Father of light, in whom there is no what? Variableness, neither shadow turning. Daniel 6:5. I think I'm supposed to start the fifth verse. Let me get there. Listen to this story. See, pressure. See, Satan will put pressure on you. But when you read Psalm 91, you got a hiding place. You got a place of refuge. See, you don't have to take the pressure. That's why we ought to be quick to praise God. Because see, your mind and your flesh and circumstance around you tell you need to be quiet. You need to be quiet. I'm depressed. Pressure's on me. I don't feel like doing it. That's what your old body say. Your mind say, I just don't know what to do. You need to tell all that stuff, shut up, because I'm about to tell you what you're going to do. Pressure, threats from the enemy should not make you waver.